Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. Today, on Climate and Community, we explore a creative approach to community organizing with Danny Robbins.
I'm an artist and an educator and an organizer. I wear a lot of different hats. One of them is in public health with Healthy Acadia, based out of Ellsworth. And I also am associated with Just Me for Just Us, which is a climate justice organization for youth in Maine. As an artist and a maker, having a really strong social praxis to my work has always been important to me. It's only been in the past couple of years that I've adopted the title organizer, just upon trying to figure out how to describe to people what I am. A friend of mine was like, well, you're an organizer. You're constantly putting things together and you're hosting spaces and you're connecting people with each other and weaving. I really enjoy the weaving work of community organizing. I think I first came to organizing through creative practice and then also adopted community building as my main medium as an artist. So I like talk about community as the genre of artwork that I work in, even though I'm a dancer and a writer and a musician, but community has always been at the center of that work for me. And I have a lot of care for the community that has nourished me for the past decade here. And I can really feel these larger issues of climate justice and how they're taking their specific shape here. And so that's also a direction that my work has pointed in recent years.
I asked Danny to elaborate on her background as a dancer and how it informs her approach to organizing.
Because dance is so rooted in the body, you can't be a choreographer or make dance work without involving your identity and yourself. Like, yourself is the container for that work. And so inherently, I think in making dance work, you need to tackle issues of identity and relationship and how you are related to self and other. And I have been working on dance projects a little bit here in Maine. I've been really lucky to work with students at College of the Atlantic for a handful of years and continue to keep dance projects in my life, although they start to look really different at a certain point. Not so much dancing on a stage, or definitely not what people might imagine, like contemporary ballet, but ways of gathering people in a space where you're thinking about how bodies interact with each other and with themselves and with these larger systems and sometimes these barriers. That's the dance work that first got me interested in community building. My creative practice is something that's connected me to a lot of other young people and has given me the opportunity to exercise my mentorship skills and practice close listening, which is really what dancing is. It's just a practice of listening.
Danny went on to share their insight on how the framing principles of dance are the same principles that are needed in organizing for effective climate action.
When we become estranged from our embodied experience, I think it's easy for us to also become estranged from one another. And in terms of social justice and climate justice, struggles for liberation, relationship is at the center of how we're going to solve a lot of these problems. I think doing work to ground ourselves in our embodied experience, we're connecting people to how it really feels for their bodies to be impacted by these systems. None of us can imagine what $1 trillion of oil money really looks like, but we can imagine what it feels like to receive a blood test back, to really see the corporeal repercussions. And it's so deeply tragic that we are the canaries in the coal mine for so many huge scale systemic harms. I think bringing attention to that embodiment of how climate injustice continues to disable the most marginalized among us, it's actually not the individual failing of our bodies and our minds, but we're actively in this system of harm and it's outside of us. Our own blood test result, our own cancer screening result, it's outside of us.
By connecting to our sensory experience of the world, Danny believes we gain a greater sense of purpose, recognizing our reliance on the human and ecological communities that we are a part of.
Coming back to how our bodies are these individual stories of that harm and telling those stories is such an important part of how we're going to tackle this stuff. This is work that comes from the history of restorative justice, which is rooted in a lot of Indigenous practices around conflict resolution and around community building. So this is certainly nothing that I'm inventing, and I'm indebted to those traditions for having learned how to bring our bodies back into the center of our community-based relationship.
Next week on Climate and Community, we will hear from Dani Robbins about her experience with rural organizing and the qualities Maine communities have that will prepare them to lead on climate action.
This has been Climate and Community with the Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.